Welcome back. So we've covered all kinds of illnesses and syndromes and diseases that people have suffered after receiving one of these bioweapon injections from Pfizer or Moderna, the mRNA shots. So of course, there's myocarditis and Guillain-Barré, massive blood clotting, autoimmune disorders of all types. Of course, as you would expect after the deployment of a bioweapon. Well, now today we add another one to the list. It goes by the name of postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS. POTS is a wide-ranging illness that does all sorts of things. The root cause of the disease is that the heart starts to beat far more quickly when you transition from lying down to standing up. So this problem can in turn impair vision, it hurts concentration, or causes nausea and vomiting and tremors. But most dangerous of all, it can mess with the regularity of a person's heartbeat, making them more vulnerable to all kinds of heart issues, including, you guessed it, dying suddenly. And according to a new study published in Nature, one of America's most significant scientific journals, the risk of developing POTS is far higher 90 days after getting an mRNA shot than 90 days before. Our good friend and internal medicine specialist, Dr. Anna Mihalcha, joins us now to discuss and share more about this. Dr. Anna, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Stu, for having me.
Are you seeing patients with POTS post-injection?
Absolutely. Post-injection for sure, as well as with long COVID. So the issue with this syndrome is that there's a damage to the small fiber neurons, particularly of this autonomic nervous system that's in charge of your heart rate, your internal regulation of all of your organs. And the effects are truly debilitating because you can go from being a completely functional young person with a healthy lifestyle to all of a sudden, anytime that you stand up, your heart rate speeds up to a rate that you're feeling like, you know, you might have a heart attack on the spot. And it's associated with extreme fatigue. People are barely able to move around. It can be very, very severe. Sometimes there's blood pressure abnormalities, there's brain fog, cognitive issues, peripheral neuropathy as well, meaning numbness and tingling in the legs appears to be associated with that. So I think that this is definitely a syndrome that has skyrocketed in the last couple of years, post-COVID and post-shots, absolutely.
Explain the difference, because semantics are important. Explain the difference between the bioweapon fake virus genetic sequence that they call COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, and the shots. Why long COVID? What does that mean to you? What is long COVID?
So you know that I have a very different view than most mainstream freedom doctors, because, you know, I was part of a group who actually looked at the contents of vials, and many of those didn't find any mRNA. So that means that there isn't a spike protein produced, but we did find extremely toxic heavy metals as well as nanotechnology in these hydrogel bases. And so what I'm seeing in live blood that I'm looking at are these structures that are clearly growing under the exposure of electromagnetic frequency, as well as rouleau formation, meaning clumping of the red blood cells. And what that means is they are not able to give off oxygen. Then that causes extreme acidity and microclotting as well. So this picture appears to be associated with these symptoms of POTS, chronic fatigue, brain fog, and overall a picture of accelerated aging. So this is really of concern. And you were alluding to myocarditis, because I do think that we have a lot of very conflicting information regarding the myocarditis. Dr. William Mackis, he recently in his Substack put out some information. For example, there was an event in Washington State where they just did cardiac testing, and 53% of those participants had markers of myocarditis, which opens up the question, is maybe the rate of myocarditis and the risk of sudden cardiac death going up after vaccination over time? There's other studies to say that 1 in 30 people may actually have myocardic risk. Now, that's completely different than what the government is telling us, with a rate of 1 in 5,000. And if the risk is so high, we clearly are looking at a mortality risk that's pretty substantial. There was also another study of 777 healthcare workers. And again, there was a rate of about 1 in 35 had elevated troponins. Troponin is a marker that's usually elevated with heart attacks. So I think that this is a real crisis in regards to the autonomic dysfunction that is in charge charge of heart rhythm, as well as other control of internal organs, as well as the heart itself with the myocarditis issue.
How concerned are you about shedding?
I'm absolutely concerned about that, and you know about this. So I have been doing live blood analysis on the unvaccinated people, and now 100% of people are contaminated with these structures. Most of them have low formation and acidity, and the incidence of the same symptoms that you have asked me about, POTS, chronic fatigue, brain fog, is accelerating, and I see an absolute crisis, and I have been sounding the alarm that the unvaccinated are not safe. And in fact, I've been seeing increased rates of strokes, heart attack, deep vein thrombosis that are associated with these blood changes. And the treatment for hydrogel, which is, by the way, a polymer plastic that clots the blood, it's used in medicine to stop bleeding, for example. And if you inject it in people, it clogs up the arteries and it causes these long combustible metal clots that Mike Adams has shown that there are. So I'm very concerned about this. And what I see now is that the shedding can no longer be differentiated also from environmental exposure. For example, geoengineering, the stuff is being sprayed on us. We're finding the same structures in rainwater that we find in human blood. And I'm right now in the process of working with a scientist, Clifford Carnicum, to actually chemically analyze exactly what are these ribbons and what are the electrochemical changes. Just real quick, Stu, I want to alert you. He did a study last year where he investigated unvaccinated blood of four individuals that did not have these ribbons, and he exposed it to a low-level electrical current, and immediately the blood changed into something that was unrecognizable, and these huge ribbons appeared. Somehow, this electrical current makes the stuff grow and it causes clotting, and we know that it is so in the unvaccinated.
So if you work extremely hard to avoid people who have been injected with this bioweapon, if you avoid getting it yourself, which I would assume that there is not one person on the face of the planet that regrets not getting it, you're saying that there's absolutely no way to avoid this, and that unvaccinated people, I hate even saying unvaccinated because this is not a vaccine, people who have not injected this thing into themselves are still at the same risk, the same level of risk as those who have injected themselves. Is that what you're saying?
We don't know if it's the same level, but clearly the blood changes in live blood analysis are now the same. It used to be that the vaccinated blood was extremely contaminated, but now this has changed. Now every single person that we're looking at has these structures, and they're increasing in amounts. So hydrogel is now being put in medications, in insulin, it's in the food supply, it's you know, the air that we're inhaling. These metals are being sprayed on us. I believe that this a full force assault, and that if people don't know that the antidotes, which are things like EDTA chelation to pull out the metals and dissolve the hydrogel, as well as this Rouleau formation, if they don't undergo these treatments, they will have an accelerated aging process. And this is what I've been seeing, 20-year-olds who feel like they've aged for 20 years in a month.
So again, the treatment, go over this. How do people get rid of this crap in their blood?
So what I've been working with is this molecule called EDTA that Karen Kingston also identified in patents as an antidote for hydrogel. It also detoxifies graphene, it detoxifies metals, because the metals are very important for the electrical properties of hydrogel, because that is what determines what kind of biosensors or electrical devices are being created within the body. And so the metals themselves, as Mark Steele, the weapons expert, discussed, have been actually used for satellite reconnaissance, facial recognition, things like tungsten that I pull out of people, aluminum, barium, all of these things are actually part of the surveillance system of the transhumanist agenda. So I use EDTA chelation, I use an EDTA cream with a full nutritional supplementation with an alkaline diet, with other supplements like humic and fulvic acid, making sure we have nitric oxide so our microbiome can detox graphene. So there's multiple things like that, high dose vitamin C, anything to basically help counteract this electrical assault, ionized foot bath, sauna, whatever we can do. We have cultured from vaccinated people that have done ionized foot bath, the water, and looked under the microscope how this artificial synthetic biology grows. It continues to grow outside of the body. And actually, there are certain things that increase its growth. For example, red wine increases the growth of synthetic biology. And nanoparticulate gold, as David Nixon, for example, showed, appears to dissolve it. So that's also part of the protocol. So it's a combination, but we have to look at everything. And we have to also, I in my practice use anti-aging peptides like epithalon that helps to repair the heart, repairs autonomic dysfunction, repairs the brain fog. And so that's been very helpful because clearly there's a process that's induced that's all about accelerated aging here.
Well, you're an anomaly. Obviously, you're in the minority group of doctors who are actually going to acknowledge that this is real and then actually provide treatment to help patients. So for everybody else that's viewing this broadcast who has a fake doctor poison pusher who's in the safe and effective basket narrative, how do these people get treatment?
I recommend, go on the website. For example, the American College for the Advancement of Medicine has a list of chelation practitioners in the United States. Go find a naturopath who's open-minded, who knows about chelation. There's more awakening now. I truly believe that even worldwide, people are becoming aware that these metals are in the shots, that this hydrogel is being deployed everywhere. Carbon nanotubes, which people call graphene, is also part of this. And that the transhumanist agenda of really biosensing and complete control of the human body is part of it. Look at even Todd Callender speaks about that hydrogel is the technological platform of this. And in fact, that in a Pfizer study of military personnel, they had an app where every body physical, physiological condition, for example, their heart rate, their sleep cycle, was transmitted to an app. So the control is already complete. The mark of the beast has been injected. And I think that people just need to be aware. This is a new level of requirement, of detoxification, of awareness, of a new level of warfare that includes this technology. We cannot ignore it. We must address it for the purpose of saving the human species because the unvaccinated are not safe. I'm absolutely seeing that. And I absolutely am very, very concerned about this.
Wow. How often does somebody need to undergo this chelation treatment?
It all depends on exposure. So, for example, in my patients, they've done some experiments. They had their blood completely cleaned with EDTA chelation. Then they had dinner with vaccinated people, came in the next day, and their blood was completely coagulated, full of these ribbon-like structures. And mind you, I'm only looking at one drop. We have 6 liters of blood in the system. So I have no idea how much stuff is in there. So in terms of the exposure, that's really what determines it. And then this dark field live blood analysis, really important diagnostic tool, because you cannot find this unless you look for it. I used to check D-dimer levels, but I can see microclotting in the blood already way before the D-dimer turns positive. So I at least, right now, I recommend chelations once a month at least and use the EDTA cream on a daily basis, plus all the other supplement orally. But the regular vaccine injury protocol, like ivermectin, doesn't clear the blood of these structures. We've looked at that. We've investigated it. So hydrogel is a polymer plastic. You cannot dissolve it with your regular ivermectin or HCQ or quercetin.
Wow. You said it. This is an absolute assault on humanity, on the human race. Who's responsible for this? I mean, how do world governments all in lockstep decide that they're going to perpetuate this kind of evil upon humanity all across the planet? How does that happen?
I think that we need to really look at that our governments are being governed by the shadow governments, and that there is a very sinister, evil, and satanic agenda going on that is all about power and money and depopulation. And I really think that when you understand it, the transhumanist agenda from the satanic spiritual perspective, that the divine human being is under assault on every level of existence, that our food supply is being poisoned, that there's famine induced, that there's artificial wars being created, that our entire healthcare system has been weaponized against us. All of that is part of this agenda to depopulate the earth to 500 million people. Mind you, they want to kill 7.5 billion of us. And everybody has a target on their back. And I think that we need to wake up, and the unvaccinated need to wake up and really say, hey, you know, it's not true that I am safe, that really it is time to say enough of this. And for example, initiatives like in Lee County in Florida, banning the shots, I'm 100% in support. I think this needs to catch on like wildfire around the United States. We need to inundate our politicians and say, we must ban this poison. This needs to stop. There's 100% miscarriage rate. There are stillbirths going up. And the mortality rates are slow. This is a slow kill, but it is happening in rates that we cannot fathom. And a catastrophe is absolutely on our doorstep.
People that are infected with this, people that are shot up with this, people who absolutely have this bioweapon injected into them, is it inevitable that they're going to have an early death?
I think that, you know, we are working on these antidotes, but in order to have these antidotes, we must broaden our mind. Because if we find vials that have no mRNA, and if your entire treatment protocol is for a spike protein that may or may not be there, and you're ignoring toxic heavy metals, and you're ignoring hydrogel that can grow from nanometers to centimeter size in minutes and clog up all your vascular system. So this is why I've been speaking out so much. It's like we have to, broaden our view of the battlefield and address more things to help these people and to help all of humanity. This is a poisonous attack, a multiple weapon system in one shot. And the problem is that we don't know exactly who got what, because we haven't looked at millions of vials. We've looked at a few because it's a crime to do so.
Yeah.
So I think it's unknown, but the trajectory is not a good one, Stu. It is not a good one.
The people in Washington, the people pretending to be politicians and elected representatives, governors and attorneys general across this country and surgeons general across this country, who have not come out and said, which is 100% of them, by the way, not one of them have said, seize Pfizer's assets, seize Moderna's assets in this state, ban these shots, go and arrest the people responsible for deploying this bioweapon. All of them are fake. All of them are in on it. Not one of them has said to do it. And until they do, they are completely useless and they are criminals. And they should be tried as well when these citizens' grand juries come together. You're right. Lee County, Collier County, Charlotte County, these places in Florida are now stopping this jab. They're saying, they're declaring that they are bioweapons accurately, as the patents say. We need to move forward with accountability. We need to stop this thing right now. You're absolutely right. And thank you for bringing this to our attention, because, you know, the mRNA, the spike proteins, if you're addressing these things and ignoring hydrogel and heavy metals that are inside of your body, you're missing the target, you're missing the mark, and you too will be one of the statistics for died suddenly too. We don't want that. Dr. Anna Mahalcha, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to your patients. We know that you have a busy day ahead of you.
Thank you so much.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! top temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
We all have to move to treating ourselves naturally and avoiding these fake doctor poison pushers. I told you the story about my back. I avoided going to the fake doctor. I avoided fake pills and painkillers and injections, of course, and I treated myself with CBD from Curable. Whether it's THC gummies or CBD pain creams, all of these things, you should go explore them. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. Naturally treating yourself for all types of different things. If you suffer with Parkinson's disease, you might want to look into CBD. If you have a child with ADHD, you might want to look into CBD. Go to Curable. That's a family-owned business. All the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU. K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU when you go to curable.com. Do you love carbs as much as we do? If so, check this out. We found this really cool science trick that helps you to eat all of the carbs without gaining all of the weight. We're not kidding. It works for pasta and pizza and sandwiches and potatoes. I'm starting to get hungry. We actually learned about this trick from a doctor, but it's very easy. He called it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we would spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew.